Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. An assisted living center in Watertown will be closing its doors soon. The Jenkins Living Center Board of Directors voted this week to close the Jenkins-owned Cedar View Assisted Living Center at 225 14th Avenue Northeast. The closing is effective March 31st. Jenkins President and CEO Lauren Diekman says Cedar View has only 6 residents living there, and it just didn't make sense to keep it open.
Obviously a business decision, very, very difficult decision. Cedar View Assisted Living has been part of our family of services for almost 21 years now, and we have such a great family-like atmosphere there. Our census just began to decline over the last year, and for sure over the last 6 months. And we just felt that something needed to be done. We were experiencing some economic losses there, obviously, that we weren't able to sustain. And so, you know, the decision finally had to be made.
Cedar View has been owned and operated by Jenkins since opening its doors in November of 1997.
We had a meeting up there last night with staff, residents, resident families, and it was a very somber occasion, but everybody understands the business reality of it too. So it's a huge change for us, but we just trust that everybody is going to find another place to live, and their lives will go on in a very good way.
Diekman says they will assist with the relocation of Cedar View's 6 remaining residents, and they will offer severance pay to the 14 full and part-time employees who work there.
Our staff have all been offered employment here at Jenkins Living Center. I think some will choose to come and some may pursue other opportunities, but we just want to be as helpful as we can with both groups.
Cedar View is licensed for 16 beds. The last new resident moved in last September. A future use of the Cedar View building has not been determined. An incumbent Cottington County Commissioner has announced he's running for re-election this year. District 1 Commissioner Lee Gable says he's been blessed to serve the people of Cottington County for one term, and he'd like to continue serving. Gable has been leading the process of trying to get a new jail built in Watertown. He's the chairman of the Cottington County Justice Advisory Committee. It's unusual to be talking about drought conditions during the winter months in South Dakota, but that certainly is the case this year. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map released today shows only 6% of South Dakota is not considered to be at the very minimum abnormally dry. 16% of South Dakota is considered to be in severe drought, while most of the state is either in moderate drought conditions or considered to be abnormally dry. Watertown has received only 8.1 inches of snow the entire winter. Florida-based Next Era Energy is developing plans for a 41-turbine wind farm in western Day County. Spokeswoman Tara Tyson says the company still needs to go through the local and state permitting process for the 99-megawatt project. NextEra hopes to have the wind farm operating by next year on private land between Bristol and Andover. A public meeting on the project is scheduled February 8th at the Groton Community Center. The North Dakota Public Service Commission will hold a hearing on a separate proposed wind farm in South Dakota. XL Energy, which is still registered in North Dakota as Northern States Power, is proposing a 302.4 megawatt wind farm to be built near Watertown. The utility has asked for an advanced determination of prudence from North Dakota regulators. That approval would make it easier for the utility to get financing for the project. Here's Public Service Commissioner Brian Crocius.
NSP right now seeks to qualify for 80% of the production tax credit, meaning this facility would have to be placed in service by the end of 2021. They stated that in their application as one of the drivers for wanting to build this. And some issues we'll be considering and looking at. Does this provide reliable and affordable energy to consumers? That will be a big part of this, as well as the cost comparison versus other similar projects in terms of construction costs.
That hearing will be held on March 21st at the North Dakota Capitol in Bismarck. A number of bills dealing with wind power site placement and regulation have been introduced in the South Dakota legislature. Public Utilities Commissioner Chris Nelson says they have one that asks to extend the time needed for wind power applications.
The bill that the Public Utilities Commission has put in would ask for a longer time period for us to examine a permit application when it comes in. Current law says we have to have that process concluded in 6 months.
Nelson says wind power projects have become more complicated.
Back in the days when there really weren't any opponents to wind projects, we could get it done in 6 months. But as we know today, there are opponents to the wind projects. And so we have to take that into account and make sure that all of the parties that are involved in these processes have their due process protected. And we found we just simply can't get that done in 6 months. And so we're asking the legislature for a little bit more time in order to move through those projects. Permitting processes.
A bill to require South Dakota lawmakers to be drug tested has moved forward in the state Senate one day after House lawmakers rejected the proposal. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 4-3 today to advance the bill to the chamber's floor. It would mandate members of the legislature be tested within 2 weeks of getting sworn into office and 2 weeks of a legislative session's end. Supporters say the plan is aimed at showing leadership and giving voters evidence that lawmakers are not using drugs in peer. The House State Affairs Committee voted Wednesday to kill the measure in that chamber. A crash in Beadle County involving two vans has killed a 69-year-old man. The Highway Patrol says the man was a passenger in a minivan that was struck by another van on an icy stretch of Highway 28, 2 miles southwest of Carpenter. The man was pronounced dead at the scene on Wednesday morning. He was not immediately identified. The two drivers suffered undisclosed injuries that the patrol says are not life-threatening. A bill introduced by Congresswoman Kristi Noem, which would make it easier for state officials to extradite fugitives from American Indian reservations, is drawing criticism from tribal officials in South Dakota. It would allow state authorities to request a federal warrant for fugitives who travel to a reservation. Federal marshals could then apprehend the suspect. Under current law, the fugitive would have to cross a state line before federal law would be applicable. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Chairman Harold Frazier says procedures are already in place for extradition, so there's no need for the law. But Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome says currently criminals are allowed to go back and forth between jurisdictions and re-offend. Noem's bill has been sent to the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations. News is available anytime on our homepage. You can find us at gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.